Hey, this is Mike, and today I wanted to talk about my fears, mainly because I've been focusing a lot on my chakras recently, and to unlock the root chakra, I have to let go of my fears. So I figured what I would do is I would acknowledge my fears, look them in the eye, so that I can overcome them. So sit back, relax, and listen to me talk about what I'm afraid of. So my first fear is being forgotten. I've always been petrified and terrified of being forgotten. You know, my favorite movie when I got older was Troy. You know, because when I got older, that's when I really realized what I was afraid of. And Troy is the story of Achilles, you know, the mythical story of Achilles. The man that fought to never be forgotten. And a lot of things in that movie really hit me hard, but one of the main things was when he was standing at the river with his mother, and his mother was telling him, you know, if you go to this war, you will be remembered forever, but you'll die. But if you stay, you'll be forgotten in time, but you'll be loved. And it really made me think, do I want to be forgotten, or do I want to be loved? And, you know, ultimately when I came up with the decision for that one, I determined I would much rather never be forgotten. I would forego love to not be forgotten, to make sure my name and my words and my everything was etched in stone for an eternity for everyone to look at and remember, this dude here was amazing. But that sacrifice, you know, the sacrifice of love and connections is what's required for what I was believing I wanted. So I've always been afraid of being forgotten. But at the same time, I embrace not being connected to people. It's interesting. So now I guess the next piece of this, my next fear, would be that of attachment. I'm afraid of attachment because it'll leave you. It can leave you. You can lose it. That's terrifying to have something you love just leave you. Right? A piece of your heart, a piece of your soul, forever gone, forever forgotten. So I'm afraid of forgetting. Not just being forgotten, but what I also will forget. And I don't have the greatest memory, and I forget a lot, and it does hurt me at times to just know that I probably forgot something so amazing, something that brought me so much joy, an attachment that I had that I no longer have anymore. Sometimes it feels empty, like I've shunned away everything, kicked away everyone, so I wouldn't have to feel that pain of being left again. I won't have to feel that pain of being forgotten. I won't have to feel that pain. So maybe I'm afraid of the pain and not so much the attachment or loss of. Just the pain that comes with losing that attachment. That would explain why I say to myself, not just because it's more peaceful to be alone, because it definitely is, trust me. But also because I know if I'm alone, it won't hurt me. I won't hurt myself. I know if I'm alone, I can't lose an attachment because I didn't have one to begin with, except the only attachment of my mind. And I've never lost that attachment, been close, but I haven't lost it. I guess it all makes sense. Well, I guess now it's time for my third fear. So I guess my third fear would be the fear of being let down. You know, it really does. It bothers me when people let me down. I guess so much to the point where I'm afraid of it. And I'm afraid of being let down so much that I don't rely on other people. You know, a lot of times people say, Mike, you should really rely on people. You should really, you know, give people the benefit of the doubt. And every time I've done that, they fuck me over. You know, not every time. You know, let me take that back. Not every time. But a vast majority of my memories of me being fucked over. And I'm terrified of that. Because what if I put myself in a position, I expose myself, I open my heart to someone, and they destroy it? You know, like I've always been afraid of falling and never being caught. But not like literally falling. But I'm in a dark hole, a dark cycle, and I'm just falling. And no one's there to catch me. The only people that are around are when I destroy, I splat. I'm so terrified of really relying on other people. Because once you start relying on people, you get used to it. And your independence shifts away. And when your independence shifts away, then other people can do whatever they want to you. They can treat you whatever way they want to treat you because you no longer have a voice of your own. I'm afraid of losing my voice. I'm afraid of just being a part of a crowd. I'm afraid of just being the same. But I guess that ties back into my desire to not be forgotten. Because no one remembers the faces in the crowd. They remember the face at the very beginning of the crowd, the leader of the crowd. You know, and I don't see myself relying on others for the things I want. I can achieve the things I want myself. But it's not because I have so much confidence in myself, because I do. But it's because I'm afraid of letting other people in, that I decide to bear this extra weight that I don't need to bear. I don't need to bear the weight of the world on my shoulders. Well, those are the three fears that come to mind. The three fears I can easily acknowledge. Anything else doesn't really make sense. You know, like the fear of lions and tigers and all that stuff. It's not even the fear of lions and tigers or the animals. The fear of the death part, I guess. I'm not really even afraid of dying. I'm afraid of dying a nobody. Just a name on a tombstone. Even if I get that, you know, I'm not afraid of my death, because I really won't know what happened. But right now, I'm allowing myself to be afraid of being forgotten. I need to get over that. If I'm forgotten, I'm forgotten. I won't even know. In order to make an impact on this world, I cannot focus on what I have obtained or achieved, or what I will obtain and what I will achieve. I need to focus on what I'm doing in that moment. Because that moment is the most important moment I have. I will ever have is that one moment. Because it's the time for me to do something great with that moment. Because that time is a gift. And I may not have it later. You know, one of my favorite movies is In Time with Justin Timberlake. And I love that movie so much because it literally showed you how precious time was. And how some people just wasted it, and others would kill for it. And right now I have all the time in the world. And I need to utilize that time, but not being afraid of what may happen. Because majority of our fears, and majority of my fears, are fears that I have no justification that they even exist. They don't exist, they're bullshit. I'm making them up in my head and I'm giving myself these fucking problems. But no more. I'm done with this. I'm done being afraid of being forgotten. I'm done with it. Fuck it. If I'm forgotten, I'm forgotten. I'm going to live every moment of my life as beautifully as possible. Even when it fucking sucks. Because I need to be able to appreciate just the things I have. And not focus on what I have to do. Focus on what I have now. And there will never be a fear again. So that's it. Those are my fears. And that was my rationalization, my thought process while I was going over these fears. And you know what? As I'm listening back to these things, it's the most honest I've ever been to myself, been with myself. And I don't know why. Usually I write things down, but when I write things down, I wish I make them sound a little bit better than they are. But in this process, that option is not there. I need to speak. I have to open up. I have to literally regurgitate my mind. It's okay, though. It's going to be a great process. It's going to be a great learning process. And I'm excited for you all to experience this with me. It's going to be great. Trust me. I'm sure of it. But yeah, thank you so much for hanging out and listening. Now, let me know what you think. I really do. I really do think this is going to be beneficial for me. Well, I gotta go. Bye.